So feel welcome this morning. I want you to look to your neighbor to the right and to the left, and I want you to say welcome.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time, to be able to sit in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be able to spend time with one another. Isn't that right? Spend time relaxing and resting in God's blessing. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm here to praise the Lord. This is Imani Praise Church, where Jesus is glorified, the Word is magnified, and the Holy Spirit is on the move. I want you to know that we are so glad that each and every one of you are here today. And I know this is just Harold, but I'm going to tell you, there's a song that we sing to all of our guests and to all of our visitors. We love to serenade you here at Imani. Somebody ought to say amen. That's why we're called Imani Praise Fellowship, because we like to fellowship, we like to praise, but most of all, we love our guests. And so we want to invite all of our guests to stand one more time, Edith, and some of our other guests that are here, Mary's daughter. I know she's so proud of you and have you here today. And any other guests here, we want to invite you to stand one more time. And we want to now invite all of our members to stand. And we're going to go around right now. Brother Ashley, why don't you stand? I know you're here every now and then, but I still want you to stand. And I want you to go around as members. I want you to greet our guests with a holy hug and a holy kiss. Somebody ought to say amen. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord. Just to get there. Oftentimes we take that for granted because we just get in our cars and we drive to church. But the enemy, hold on for 1 second, this is a song I want to sing. The enemy is doing his very best to stop us from where God wants us to be. This week for me was a very challenging week. And oftentimes, and I tell people I never have bad days, but I do have challenging days. This whole week was very challenging. And even in my challenge, the answer still has not yet come. So I'm in God's waiting room, waiting to see what He will do and what He will say. But here it is. My attitude, regardless of what the answer is, my attitude is I'm going to still serve Him. I don't know what's going to come, but my attitude is I'm going to trust Him. My soul is anchored. Now, you know, today in the audience, as I've been dealing with this challenge of a week, before I even get into my prayer, because this is prayer time. This is where we dialogue with God and we pour out our hearts to Him. Now, Brother Ashley, you know you're going to get ready. So get your mind right. My favorite song, many of you all know, is My Soul is Anchored. Because when you go through the trials and tribulations of life, when the devil smacks you around, and you finally get to the point where you realize there is no place you can go, and you can only depend on one person, somebody today, like me, you have had a challenging week. And you want God to stabilize you. You want God to give you the attitude, regardless of what the answer is, that you're anchored to Him. If that's you, I just want you to draw a little closer. And I'm going to ask Brother Ashley, will you sing that song with your heart right? Because if we're going to make it, it's going to be because our soul is anchored in the Lord. Sing that song, brother.
Though the storm keep on raging in my life, And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Though the hope that lies within, Lord, is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon that distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. Oh, but if the storm don't seem,
thank you, Jesus. Come on.
And if the winds keep on blowing in my soul and me is anchored in the Lord. Sometimes in this life, we're gonna be tossed by the waves, and the currents seem so fierce. But I'm happy to know today that in the Word of God, I got an anchor. You know what, church? And it keeps me steadfast. Don't cease, and just in case the winds they keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in love I realize that sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But church, you got to understand that in the Word of God, don't cease, and just in case the winds they keep on blowing, my soul has been anchored in the Lord.
It's about 9 o'clock. It was about 9 o'clock last night as I was still there struggling with some issues. And my wife is out of town, so, you know, I didn't have my wife to really talk to. So I'm sitting there, and I said, you know, I'm just going to go to sleep and just trust in the Lord. I've been praying about some things. And about 9 o'clock, the president of Norco was a good friend of mine, Dr. Brenda Davis. She called me at 9 o'clock last night, and she began to share some things with me. And I said, thank you, Jesus, for sending the right people at the right time. I don't know about you, as you still continue to play that song, maybe those who are on the other side, I don't know if you are dealing with something in your life and you're waiting for an answer from God. Maybe your marriage just isn't right. You've been trying to work that thing out, and you just don't know what to do. Maybe you're in a horrible financial situation. Like Sister McGlover said, and you just don't know. You're about to lose your home. You're about to lose your job. Maybe you're dealing with another issue, and you have been struggling and struggling. But today, God will show up in your life. And even if situation is not fixed, God will fix you. And once he fixes you, it does not matter what goes on around you. And so we're going to trust him today. Whatever your need is, whatever your need is today, I want you to lay it at the altar. Whatever your need is today, lay it down and give it to Jesus. And walk away knowing that he's going to handle your situation. Trust him every step of the way. He'll do it for you. Our Father and our God, as we approach your throne of grace this morning, with great humility, O God, for we recognize that you're the King of Kings. We recognize you are the Lord of Lords. We recognize that you are the creator of this universe. That you spoke this world into existence. This morning, oh God, we come to you with heavy hearts. This morning we come with challenges and issues of life. And Lord, we need you like we have never needed you before. And so this morning we come. Lord, we're not going to focus on our situations this morning. But we're going to ask you, oh God, to fix us. Make things right within us. Create in us a clean heart. Create in us the right spirit. Lord, I pray for a miracle in our lives this morning. Lord, I pray that you'll send the same Holy Spirit that moved on the face of this earth. And the Bible tells me that when the Spirit of God moved, that this world came alive. Move on our hearts, oh God, today. Move on us like you've never moved on us before. Give us wisdom, oh God, to follow you. Give us good judgment that we may exercise and do those things that are right in the sight of God. Lord, forgive us for our sins. Create in us, oh God. Make us right. And Lord, I humbly pray. For the Bible says that when we sin, we ought to be ready to die. But it is only by your grace. It is only by your mercy. And so I kneel before you, oh God. As a minister of this gospel, I kneel before you this morning as your child. I kneel before you this morning and I pray, oh God, that you will pour out your blessings upon every individual that is standing here in this place this morning. I pray, oh God, that you'll work it out in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll make it right in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll turn around their situations in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you'll save our families. Most of all, oh God, you'll save our souls.
as Jeremiah, who wept as a weeping prophet, as, oh God, you hung on the cross and you weep for mankind. This morning, oh Lord, I weep for every brother and sister who's not right with you. I pray, oh God, that you'll convict. I pray, oh God, that you'll convert. I pray, oh God, that we'll be crazy enough and spiritual enough to believe that you are a God that saves and that you are a God that's ever active in our lives. I pray, oh God, that you'll show up like you have never, ever shown up before. And Lord, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're going to trust you every step of the way. Lord, I pray for Imani Church. Lord, you know what this church needs. You know what this church needs. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will give this church what they need and at the time that they need it. There's someone else here today, oh God. They need to hear your voice today. That I pray through this prayer. I pray through the sermon. I pray through the praise singing. That somewhere in this service, they will hear you speaking to them. And like David, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For, oh God, you're with me every step of the way. And my Bible says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I claim this promise today. I reach out and I receive my blessing. Thank you for anchoring us, oh God. Thank you for never, ever giving up and letting us go. Thank you for being persistent. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Oh, he's worthy. Turn to that neighbor next to you. Oh, he's worthy.
You've been so good to me.
morning, boys and girls. Good morning, bigger boys and girls. Today I'm going to be telling you a story about giving. You guys know what giving means? Yeah? What does it mean? What does it mean? Tell them.
You give somebody something.
You give somebody something. That's good. Well, the story I'm going to read is about, it's from Mark 12. Verse 41 to 43, so when you go home, mommy could read it some more for your daddy, okay? It says, the temple was big and beautiful. Many people came there to worship God. Inside the temple, there were some big money boxes. This is our money box today, okay? People put money inside them. The money was for the temple, and it was used to worship God. So that's just like us doing offering, you know? The deacons come and we put our money in it. And the money is used to worship God. One day, Jesus sat across from the money box. And Jesus was watching as people came to put their money in the money box. Pretty much, he was watching as they gave their gifts to God. Some people came. The rich people came and they put money in it. Go ahead, put your money in. These are the rich people. Wow, she gave all of hers. But there was this lady, and all she had was 2 coins. She was an old lady. She had only 2 coins. See, you guys have a lot of paper money, but all I have is just 2 coins. But see, I put my 2 coins in there. How much do I have left? Do I have any more? No, I don't. And Jesus said to his disciple, she gave the most money. And the disciples were like, well, how could she have given the most money when all she gave was only 2 coins? And Jesus said to them, everybody else had a lot of money and they gave some. They gave some and they had some left for themselves. But this lady, she gave all that she had. She had 2 coins and she gave the 2 coins. So she had nothing left to care for herself, nothing left to buy food, nothing left to buy toys, or buy ice cream, or any of the other things that we use our monies to buy. She didn't have any money left. And so Jesus said she gave her all. Now, I have a question for you guys. Let's say your mommy gave you $10. How much of that money belongs to God? No. That would be very generous. I'm sure he'd be happy to get all of it. But how much is it really that God is really expecting us to give to him? Do you know?
Some of them.
Some of it. Okay, Talia, how much of it?
10%.
10%. And 10% of it will be how much? $1. All Jesus is asking, it was his money in the first place, and he gave it to you. And all he's asking for us to do is to give him back $1 out of $10. Is that a lot? Is $1 a lot of money? When you have $10, is $1 a lot? It is? Oh, well. Well, it could seem like a lot, but when you have 9 left, put up your fingers. Put up your fingers, all of you. Put your fingers up. You have 10 fingers. Take down one. Take down one finger. How many do you have left? Is that a lot of fingers? Yeah. God gave you 9 left. All he asked you for is to give me just 1. Okay? So remember that whenever your mommy and daddy gives you money, you need to take some of that money and put some of it aside for God. That's God's money, okay? God wants us to give him 10% of our monies. That's our way of saying to him, God, I love you. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to give you all of it, and maybe I'm not going to know where I'm going to get toys from. But since you own all the toys, I'm sure you'll give me some. So as you guys go through this week, remember that you need to put up some of whatever monies you have for God for next week. Can you guys promise to do that for me? Yeah. I don't hear everybody saying yes. Thank you very much. Let's all stand for prayer. Who wants to pray today? You want to pray? Come on, Sasha.
I love Jesus. Thank you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, I'm going to pray. Let's go. Close your eyes. Come on closer. Let's get closer together. We're going to get down, please. Get down. Thank you. Dear Jesus, thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for the monies you've given us. Thank you for blessing our mommies and our daddies with money so they could in turn give it to us. Help us to be good children and help us to remember that 1%, 10% of whatever you've given to us belongs to you and that we should always try to give that back to you. So bless us, help us to be obedient to our parents, and help us to have a wonderful Sabbath day, I pray. In your son's name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Is everybody ready for praise time? You guys don't look like you're ready for praise time. Are you sure you're ready for praise time? You kind of sound like you're ready for praise time. Some people might want to stand up. If you want to, that's all right, because we're praising God today. If you've been through something in your life, then you know that God has brought you through something, and you should praise him for that. Amen? Praise team, you ready? Imani, are you ready? Hear my cry.
I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. We're going to do something a little different. We did this last time. Is your mind ready? Are you woke up today? Okay, we're going to see if we can do this, okay? We're going to split it up. Are you guys ready? Platform, are you ready? Are your voices ready? Are you sure? All right, if you're ready, let me hear you say amen. I need to hear this side say amen.
I don't know what y'all are doing over here, but we're jamming in the overflow. So we want you to know, whatever y'all do over here, we're going to take it up a little higher over there.
You guys hear that? Are they going to take it up any higher than us? No, right? We're not going to let them praise God higher than us, right?
You need somebody to go back and forth between, because it's all now. My group in the overflow, we know how to bring the praise. All right, so Sister McLaughlin's going to run back and forth, and she's going to come and tell us which side is praising more.
Amen. We can do that. All right, can I hear this side say amen? Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
All right, let me see this side. You say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. All right, so you guys are ready. Let's see about the platform. Are you guys ready? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to split it up. As you can see, we got three songs here. Oh, Win the Saints. Who wants to do Oh, Win the Saints? This side wants to do Oh, Win the Saints. So you guys are going to do I'm going to sing, 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 okay? And this side is going to do This Train is Bound for Glory. Are you guys ready? You guys think your mind is ready to do this? We're going to try this, okay? Oh, Win the Saints, I'm going to sing In This Train. You guys ready? Let's do it.
When the
stress just fell off from the week. It's hard to praise like that and some of the stress don't just fall off from the week. Amen. 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 Next song we're going to be doing is Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory. It's still a blessing to praise Him. Amen. I hear that we're going to sing this song in heaven. Is that right? You're going to sing that song in heaven? Amen. But while we're here, we have to look forward to something. Otherwise, it's not hope, people. If we don't have anything to look forward to, we don't have any hope. This is what we have to look forward to, people. So right now, we have to start living that right now. Because if we're not used to living it now, we're not going to live it when we get up there, okay? Now, like I said, if you guys have been through anything, then you know how good God is. And we're just going to sing this to him today. You guys don't have to sit down because it's a slow song. You guys can still praise him even though it's a slow song. We gonna praise him, all right? You guys are helping us. Singing.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
wonderful.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful. He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
One more time. He is wonderful. I tell you, I declare, if God is not in this place right now, to sing like that to God, I guarantee you, you have pulled all heaven down to Imani. I don't know about anybody else right now. I don't know where anyone else is, but I'm going to tell you right now, all of heaven is in Imani right now. I'm telling you, all of heaven is in Imani right now. Come on now. What an awesome God. What a powerful God. What a mighty God. Oh, yes, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's our King of Kings. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's worthy, worthy to be praised. That's what we needed today. That was on point. To God be the glory. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I feel sorry for any other church in town today. Because I declare that God was here. I know he's every place at the same time, but I want you to know his attention was on Imani today. God bless you.
1 Samuel 9, 1 to 2. There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a choice and handsome son whose name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upwards, he was taller than any of the people.
I'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down, slain in Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab, and Melchizedek, and Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon him. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, and all his men that same day together.
And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, out of the skins of the seed, and of the princes, children in whom there was no blemish, but skillful in wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, to whom they may teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, to whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and unto Hananiah Shadrach, and unto Mishael Meshach, and unto Azariah a bad Negro. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that in the end thereof they may stand before the king.
And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise.
Is that all right?
Your grace and mercy brought me through.
I want to do that again. Is that all right? Come on.
Your grace. Says this. Thank you, Jesus, for saving a sinner like me. But I can tell the world that salvation is free.
You see, church, there was
I didn't do right. But you know what? You watched over me, Jesus. You watched over me day and night.
and I want to say it again, your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Your grace, it brought me through, Jesus. I'm living this moment, Lord, all because of you. I want to thank you, Jesus. And I want to praise you too. You know why, Lord? Because it was your grace and mercy brought me through. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I don't know what your testimony is, but listen to me. Justice demanded that I should die. But you know what? Grace and mercy stepped up. Grace and mercy said, oh no. You know why? Jesus has already paid the price. I want you to know something. I once was blind, but I can lift my hands and say, thank God I can see. You know why? It was because your grace and mercy, Lord. And Lord Jesus, I want you to know, it brought me through. Come on, everybody. I want to sing it again. Your grace and mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I'm living this moment right here, Lord. Because of you, Jesus. Because of you, Lord. I got a place to live. I didn't lose my mind, Lord, because of you, Jesus. When they left me, Lord, I want to thank you, Jesus. And I want to praise you, too. Because of your grace, when everybody turned their back on me, Jesus, it was your grace. When people said I'd never have anything, it was your grace. When they thought that I wouldn't pull through it was your grace and your mercy that brought me